Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. In a unanimous vote this morning, the Los Angeles City Council approving an ordinance to make disposable foodware available by request only. KNX 1070's Margaret Quero live now with the story.
In the coming months, it means you will have to ask for those plastic utensils, napkins, and other disposable accessories, whether dining in or taking out at a restaurant or other food and beverage facility. It's set to take effect for large establishments with more than 26 employees on November 15th and for all others next April. Food and beverage facilities will be prohibited from automatically providing disposable foodware accessories. They will also not be allowed to have self-serve dispensers for the items. A fine of $25 would be applied after the second violation and written notice. In a statement, Councilman Paul Koretz said the foodware upon demand ordinance will stop zero-use plastics, save our heroic but still struggling restaurants some money, and clean up our neighborhoods. Reporting live in downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
You may not realize it, but a state law requires cosmetologists be trained in more than just cutting hair.
As more people return to salons, get comfortable with getting a haircut, long overdue as many of them are, the group Human Options is reminding cosmetologists they can play a critical role in helping clients who are suffering physical abuse.
The California Board of Barbering and Cosmetology wants to ensure that all stylists know exactly what to do if one of their clients was to disclose or if they were to discover they are victims of domestic violence.
Marissa Charlotte Presley speaking with KNX. She helps train cosmetologists on what to look for and what to do.
For example, there's the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It lets them know and alerts them that, hey, somebody's looking out for me.
Cosmetologists not required to report abuse suspicions to authorities. They are being trained to empower their clients to get help. Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
A federal judge giving LA officials 6 months to get thousands of homeless people off of LA's Skid Row and into some sort of housing or shelter. And some LA leaders aren't sure if they can pull that off.
The mayor says it would be unprecedented moving so many people out of Skid Row in 180 days. And a homeless advocate doesn't think it's realistic either. Gary Blasey is with the UCLA Law School. He's been a homeless advocate for more than three decades. He says trying to put people into shelters probably won't work regardless.
Unless it begins to resemble some of the things you can get from housing, including that privacy and autonomy and a place to go and a place to maintain your things throughout the day.
Like an apartment. Lonnie Vick is actually transitioning into housing today after 6 years on the streets of L.A. He says the people living in Skid Row will need a real incentive to leave.
But I think if they had a little housing, just little housings out somewhere where they can get in there by themselves, have their dog and stuff like that.
In other words, their own space, some privacy. Otherwise, he feels you'd almost have to force them to leave. On Skid Row, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Meanwhile, others who work with the homeless believe LA officials can move the homeless off the streets of Skid Row in the next 6 months, as long as they don't waste a lot of time coming up with a plan to do it. Andy Bales is president and CEO of the Union Rescue Mission. He says officials need to focus on getting roofs over people's heads as quickly as possible.
It could be accomplished by tiny homes, container homes, 3D printed concrete homes, mobile homes. We just need a different approach than the very expensive, slow, if ever, to develop units.
He tells us there is nothing in the judge's order requiring authorities to focus on shelters alone. He believes it's totally realistic to meet the judge's deadline as long as city and county officials don't file an appeal of the order itself. Investigators in Anaheim now say a man detained at the scene of a fatal fire in Anaheim has been let go because he had nothing to do with it.
Arson investigators responded, so did Anaheim Police Department homicide detectives. Their investigation has revealed that the fire right now likely appears to be accidental, and it occurred in a transient encampment.
It's Anaheim Police Sergeant Shane Keringer who tells KNX the man who was killed lit candles near his makeshift bed. This was late last night. It's behind an extended stay motel near the 91 freeway and Tustin Avenue. The man eventually fell asleep. Then the candles burned his belongings and ultimately burned him to death. Well, another setback for former L.A. Congresswoman Katie Hill in her revenge porn lawsuit. A Superior Court judge has dismissed Salem Media, they're the owners of the conservative blog RedState.com, as a defendant, saying the photos they published were matters of legitimate public interest. Hill has responded saying that nude photos should not qualify as public interest. Her ex-husband is now the only defendant remaining in the lawsuit. Hill resigned from Congress back in 2019 amid reports of an affair with a campaign staffer. Richard Nixon's former presidential compound in San Clemente is back on the market. It's being listed at a cool $65 million, a bit higher than the $57.5 million it was listed for before it was pulled from the market back in 2019. The 9-bedroom, 14-bathroom Spanish colonial revival-style estate is known as the Western White House. The coastal compound dates back to 1926. The Nixons bought it in 1960.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.